fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 22nd day of June, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Perfect tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to check your inventories of food, water, medical supplies, and ammunition. Please do that for yourself. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. Check your inventories of food, water, medical supplies, and ammunition. Of course, anything else you think you may need to be checking on. But those are the basics. Those are the basics. Your proper tip of the day is check those inventories, find out what gaps need to be filled in, and then fill in those gaps. We're patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, father, grandfather, rancher, veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, John. How are we doing today, buddy?
Well, no complaints. Looks like we got rain on the way tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be the leftovers from that tropical storm that's sitting down in the Gulf Coast right now. Yeah,
well, my,
I don't think we're going to get all that much, maybe 2 or 3 inches.
That's a lot of water, my friend.
Well, yeah, but I mean, not compared to what they're getting down there at 12 inches.
Well, granted, obviously, we don't need 12 inches of rain in a short period of time. Well, my rancher friends are telling us that we, despite all the rain we had this spring, that we're now behind a bit. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yeah, I would say that is accurate. Yes, we're behind a little bit.
Okay.
Which I know is very hard to understand, but, you know, we've had like 3 weeks of very much dry weather. At least here we have. I don't know about your neck of the woods.
About the same. I'm not that far. Yeah.
Yeah. We've had like 3 weeks with no rain to speak of at all.
Roger that. Privately, we were talking earlier this morning about the excellent skills of the Canadian Special Forces snipers.
Yes.
And how one has now given credit, and there's a video documentation to back up that he made a kill shot against a Muslim from 2 miles away with a 50 cal rifle.
It's truly impressive.
It is extremely impressive. You're actually, the rifle is actually being aimed probably, oh, I would say 20 to 25 feet high, maybe 30 feet high, to make that kind of shot, isn't it?
Yeah, it would have to be, yes. And your windage would have to be perfect and everything else. I mean, I can't even imagine making a shot, you know, 1,000 yards, much less, you know, 2 miles.
Well, the article actually made a mistake. They mentioned the curvature of the Earth. It's not the curvature of the Earth. It's the movement of the planet has to be taken into account, because the bullet is in flight. They said only 10 seconds. 10 seconds is a really long time for a bullet to be in flight. My goodness.
Yes, it is.
They were using, that rifle was a Macmillan TAC 50, TAC, Tango Alpha Charlie, TAC 50. Macmillan has been, the two heavy hitters in 50 cals are Macmillan and Barrett. And, of course, they're both American made rifles and high quality. I believe it was Barrett that announced several years ago they were going to discontinue selling their rifles to law enforcement in California, didn't they?
I remember something. I don't remember the details, but I remember what you're talking about, John.
Well, they were cut off from selling their rifles to civilians, so Barrett said, the hell with you. We're not even going to sell to law enforcement anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, now I remember, yes.
Yeah. I say good
and
for them.
I say good on them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Apparently, another segue here. The stabbing attack in Michigan yesterday. The attacker was heard shouting "Aloha Snack Bar."
Right
at the moment he was doing the attack. Well, CNN reports that as, "Oh, he said something in Arabic."
Oh yeah, they would never want anybody to know that it was a Muslim that did it.
Right.
No CNN.
So, Aloha Snack Bar is Tim Spencer's way of saying Aloha, Allahu Akbar, which is God is greatest. And of course, Muhammad personally murdered people using knives. And so he was the perfect man. So Muslims want to recreate in their own life and do everything as closely as they can to what the perfect man did in his life, don't they?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, that's exactly their thinking.
Did you see the billboard? Go ahead. Did you see the billboard?
All right, John, you go.
Did you see the billboard with a headline at the top said "The Perfect Man"?
Yes, I did. I saw that.
It doesn't mention any
and all that stuff. Yeah.
It's brilliant because it never mentions Islam or Muhammad. It just says the perfect man. And what else does it say? 13 wives.
Talking about the number of wives.
About murdering people.
One of them. Yeah. It's a perfect description of Muhammad.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if I can find this thing here real quick, the perfect man. I think it's brilliant because you can't say it's Islamic foam, you can't say it's anti-Islam because Muhammad is never mentioned. Islam is never mentioned. It just simply says the perfect man.
Right.
And then it goes on to list all these things that anybody who knows about Islam knows that is documented as what Muhammad did during his life.
All his attributes.
Right. Having sex with a nine-year-old girl, marrying a nine-year-old girl, murdering people, and having 13 wives, 11 at the same time, and so forth.
Okay.
Yep. Well, it's not coming up on this one search engine I'm using, the perfect man. Most of them have to do with a bunch of silliness. I think it's brilliant.
I agree.
Tim, it's the middle of the growing season. How is your hobby farm garden doing, sir?
Buddy, it's not this year. And it's purely my fault. I got this broke leg, and I was down when I should have been doing stuff, you know, and I just looked out the kitchen window in our little garden area, which is only about 20 feet by 40 feet. I didn't see any green out there, so apparently I've dropped the ball somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know what I've done. Next year is always there.
There are three other adults in your home, plus children who could be guided and shown what to do. So is all that responsibility falls on you?
Not really. It's just that I'm always the guy that was out there, you know, every morning checking on things. Okay, it needs water today, it doesn't. Vice, you know, looking out the window every 3 or 4 days. You know, I was the guy who was out there every day. What it looks like to me is the rabbits have got in there. You know, the wild rabbits.
Well, we got rabbits around here. Since our dogs both died, we have rabbits basically taking over the place. The groundhogs have moved in. I think there's about 3 families of groundhogs living in close proximity here. In fact, I walked around the side of the house, and there was a groundhog about 10 feet away, and it hissed at me.
Yeah, they will.
So I stomped my foot, and it took off running. I didn't have a chance to pull my 1911 out and take it out, but yeah. Well, gardens is a thing that it's no matter how long you're gardening, you are always learning, aren't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely, John. Yeah, I already figured out though how we're going to recover this year. I'm just going up to the farmer's market.
Okay,
that's what I'm going to do for having all my stuff to can. But yeah, there's always something to learn. I mean, every year I learn something new. Every single year.
Okay, I found the billboard here, and here it says, in quotes, "the perfect man," and it says, here's what it lists: married, 6-year-old, beheaded 600 Jews in one day, slave owner and slave dealer, 13 wives, 11 at one time, rapist, and last but not least, tortured and killed unbelievers. Now, nothing on there says anything about Muhammad, nothing about Islam, but the Muslims are just absolutely outraged, aren't they?
Yeah, they're raising all kinds of hell about that one. Like, how dare you tell the truth?
Now,
I think it's funny.
Now, if this wasn't a description of Muhammad, if it wasn't well known that Muhammad did all these things, if it wasn't true, why would the Muslims be upset?
Well, they wouldn't be, John. You know, they absolutely wouldn't be.
This is, you know, my first year as a young adult was in psychological warfare, and we cranked out propaganda, what we did in Vietnam, and this is brilliant, absolutely brilliant propaganda here. I cannot sing the praises too much of how brilliant this is. Tim, we got a call on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Tim and John.
Morning.
Do either of you all have any information on how exactly that accident where the that big Filipino cargo ship hit that destroyer, how, you know, seems like somebody dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
I just read this morning, Tim and Sherry, that the transponder on the container ship was turned off.
That I believe. But regardless, John, my guess is since the time of night it was, and knowing Navy ships like I do, I've got a feeling they might have been conducting what we used to call watch station drills, not ship-wide drills, but, you know, like the maneuvering party, the con. You know, okay, we've lost radar guys, what do you do? Okay, we've lost sonar, what do you do? You know, those kind of drills. That's
right,
the other
right.
thought I had.
Right. Well, there'll be the story, Sherry, this story will be unfolding as the days and weeks go by, and hopefully we'll find out. So, you know, there'll be a court-martial. That's a given.
Oh, yes.
Court-martial is a board of inquiry,
right?
To have all the witnesses from both sides. I believe they can probably subpoena witnesses from the Filipino ship, can't they?
They should be able to. But remember, this comes underneath Japanese purview. It was in their waters.
So
but
be,
I'm sure
well, be, It won't be international maritime law. It'll be Japanese maritime law.
Right. Which is pretty much the same as everybody else's.
Well, I would think so. So the Japanese will have jurisdiction, and do the right thing and hold a proper inquiry so that the truth will finally come out, Sherry.
The Navy, the U.S. Navy on its own will also do a board of inquiry also, regardless of what anybody else does.
Okay. Tim, I found another billboard here. It says, 19 Muslim immigrants killed 2,977 Americans September 11, 2001.
Yeah, not a lie.
It's a very accurate statement, isn't it? Now, there was more, there's a lot more to 9/11/01, but there were 19 Muslims involved in it, and obviously a lot more than this, those 19, but they were there. And they were part of it.
Oh, yeah.
This continues. This will go on the rest of our lives. They're here. We have a war against a belief system. Now, how do you know when you've won?
You don't.
Good point. And I knew that's the answer you would give. That's why I asked the question. We knew we won when the Japanese high command were signing their signatures on the battleship Missouri, didn't we?
Yeah, that you knew. That was hard and fast. But, we're at war with an ideology, and how do you get an ideology to capitulate? And I don't think there's any way to do it.
How do you know when they've capitulated? You can't.
Yeah, very, very true.
You can't. There's nobody to come and sign the peace treaty. The big news several days ago was that we may have killed one of the heads of the Taliban or ISIS. I forget which it was.
It was ISIS.
It was ISIS. As if these people don't have a chain of command. Come on.
Oh, they do.
They're grasping at anything to make it look like we're having some kind of success.
Right. The only thing it might have done is hurt their morale a little bit. And then again,
I would have hurt
Daddy.
When they celebrate that this guy is instantly in heaven with 72 virgins, how would that hurt their morale?
Well, that's what it wouldn't. That's my point, John.
Right.
But that's the U.S.'s take on it. The propaganda side is, it's going to hurt their morale.
Yeah, we're thinking like Americans, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a big mistake, and we always make that mistake. Well, Tim, before the break here, you have an excellent proprietary product, a home library on a flash drive, with how many books and documents on it?
1,570, John.
Okay, and it's room left over.
We do have plenty in stock.
Okay, and you can get the index of all these wonderful publications is at your website at ruralsurvival.info, isn't it?
Correct. All somebody's got to do is click on the picture of the flash drive, top right of every page. That will take them to the flash drive page where there's a link to look at the index. It's a 52 or 53 pages PDF. It's 1.5 faced listing of every document on there. And I am selling a few of them every week. So, when this runs out, I'll order more, but I've still got 9 of them right now ready to ship. So I'll probably be ordering the first next month, but I have plenty right now. If anybody wants to get one, get them while we got them.
Absolutely. So I recommend everybody have an extensive home library and that they incorporate the flash drive in there. Of course, all you need is a tablet and a little solar panel that's protected from EMP to have use of this many years into the future. Right, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely correct. Flash drives, I've never had one wear out. I've had them get wet, I've had them break, but I've never had one wear out. So, it should last a very long time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like this billboard about the perfect man is in Indianapolis is where that is posted.
Oh, cool.
Good for all I can say is good for Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You see, And when the Muslims protest something that does not mention Islam, does not mention Muhammad, all they're doing is proving the veracity of the billboard, aren't they?
That is correct.
You know,
that is absolutely correct. Otherwise, why would they complain?
Yeah. If I was Muslim and I knew that Muhammad had not done any of those things, I would just laugh it off and say, well, what a bunch of silliness. That doesn't mean anything.
Right. Exactly.
But again, go ahead.
No, all I was going to say is, again, we think differently than they do.
Obviously.
You know.
Really, obviously.
The smart thing would be to say nothing.
Well, when you marry your first cousin for more than 1,000 years, your ability to have logical thinking is greatly degraded, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, the average Muslim IQ is about 70.
Right.
And, you know, you marry your first cousin one generation, you have a dramatic increase in reduced IQ, birth defects, and insanity. You
Correct.
Do it for more than 1,000 years, your DNA is forever broken. And that's not talked
that
about
publicly.
That is
absolutely correct.
That's not talked about publicly. I wondered for years, how can you get these people to blow themselves up? Well, that's how. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of June, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info. Tim, you're still looking for new authors at RuralSurvival.info to write more articles, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah, and folks, if you have an article to submit, anything that'll help people, just drop me an email, office@RuralSurvival.info. That's office@RuralSurvival.info, and we'll talk. basically any subject you're comfortable writing about that you know something about, any subject that will help people get things done faster, more efficiently, or just general how-to stuff, give me a, or send me an email and we'll talk.
There you go. And we've had people begin as writing articles for your website and then move on to becoming published authors of books, haven't we?
Yeah, Steve Whitman, perfect example. I mean, he's our poster child for writing for ruralsurvival.info and what it can get for you. Guy's a wonderful author. It's a talent I'm not even sure he knew he had. But yeah, he's published, I think he's on book number 4 or 5 now, isn't he?
That's pretty close. Yeah, I need to catch up with Steve. This is the middle of his busy season, of course, with his fish camp up there
right in
Maine. But what about Steve O'Neill? I haven't talked to Steve in a couple of months. How about you?
I haven't either. I've gotten some. I know he's still round and about. I've gotten a few emails from him on his little email list that he sends to people. I need to get some of his stuff up. It's just when I can do it type thing.
Right.
Yeah, Steve's still around. That's, I know that for a fact.
Absolutely. Well, this is your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to be aware of it. Take advantage of it. If you have some expertise, it would be helpful for people doing a hobby farm. And there's dozens of skill sets that would be useful, aren't there, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Everything from rebuilding a chainsaw to digging a shallow water well to fencing. I mean, you name it, we've got a need for it. And of course,
absolutely,
this same stuff we talk about on the radio show every Saturday, too. You know, a little bit different genre than what you and I talk about on your show. But, yeah, our Saturday radio show is pretty much dedicated to everything hobby farm. And
right. So
I'd invite people to listen to that, too, 10 to 12 on Saturdays, Central Time, right here on RBN. And we're getting quite a following, and I'm enjoying it, and I know Lori is, too.
Right, right. Well, that's good. It's a wonderful project that you've taken on, and you're into, this is the 8th year, I believe?
Correct, 8th year. Yes, sir.
Yep. Amazing. Well, God bless you for doing so, because I know you've helped a lot of people achieve their goals of being part of a hobby farm, starting a hobby farm, working a hobby farm. A hobby farm being a place where the produce produced is not meant for an income, is meant for more consumption on the premises, isn't it?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah, we're doing pretty good on the meat end this year. It's the vegetable we're not doing too great on.
Right.
And
that's just part of it. That's expected, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's the reason we have enough to last an entire winter, you know, canned up here at the house. Like I said, there's always next year. We're not going to starve to death no matter what happens.
Right.
You know,
right. Well,
so
here's our break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about the energy cleaner for about 24 minutes. Stay tuned.
Good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of June. This is 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We do take 24 minutes to talk about a wonderful healing product called the Energy Cleaner. We begin these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, Mr. Tom Beringhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Well, here we are in the middle of summer. Tom, I don't know if you heard the first half hour, but Tim was talking about his garden and how it is not doing as well as he would like. But for all you gardeners out there, even when we're halfway through the Energy Cleaner, even halfway through the growing season, would still be a great benefit, wouldn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it would be. And I think the easiest way to use it, I'm sure most farm stores have what we have here in Salem. They've got these little stakes that you push into the ground that are basically plastic with a steel spike on the end of them, and they're four electric fins. And they have little notches on them where you can raise and lower the wire or put multiple strands of wire on. And I was thinking the other day, yesterday actually, that those stakes would be perfect for hanging some chicken wire above your garden and hooking the energy cleaner up to it. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, they would. Tim, I wasn't aware that they made fence posts out of plastic. I thought they were all metal. I've always used the metal ones, and I used one of those pipe sections with handles welded on it. You know, you've seen them, and you drive them in with... Yeah, it works really good. But anything that you can use that will keep that chicken wire insulated, not grounded, that keeps a signal out there over the plants, and you can suspend that chicken wire over the plant area as close to the plants as possible. And of course, if you have a method to raise it as the plants grow, and you will be raising it because they will grow and they'll grow rapidly. Hey, another thing that several people have done around here is use chicken wire. They form it into a cone, and then they use some sort of blocks or wood or something at the bottom to keep it off the ground, and that allows the tomato plants to grow inside of that. It really stimulates the growth of the tomatoes, and it keeps, at the same time, it keeps rabbits and other critters away, like squirrels that like to take a bite out of each and every tomato on that vine. Seen them do it.
They take
one little bite and then they go to the next one. It's crazy, but they'll ruin the entire crop in a very short period of time. So, yeah, and this doing it like this, you make this like a cone of chicken wire that keeps them away. You can connect to that and also really increase the growth rate of the vegetables. So if anybody had a late start getting their garden going, that energy cleaner will help them come up to speed. And, of course, if you have seedlings or other things like that you're still working with, or you're getting flowers ready for the county fairs and the state fair, you'll have a head start on everybody else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Tom. I agree. It's well worth doing. I mean, the little tiny bit of effort involved in putting up, you know, getting your plants energized, I guess is the way you'd say it, is absolutely worth the effort, you know, from everything I've seen.
It certainly is, and for the people with hydroponic greenhouses, you can put any type of wire grid or just a single strand of stainless steel welding wire into the plant bed, the soil, or whatever media you're growing the plants in. And when the nutrients flow through there, that dampness, that moisture in there will conduct the signal and radiate it throughout that entire plant bed, and you'll be amazed at the growth rate that you'll have. So year-round in greenhouses, this is an excellent way. And if it's just a standard greenhouse, the chicken wire approach works as well. You can put it underneath the plants or over the top. Either way, it doesn't matter. We'll radiate that signal top and bottom. It makes no difference.
Absolutely, Tom. You know, like I said, the effort is minimal. The results are incredible. That's all there is to it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is your heads up. Not only will the energy cleaner help you with your own health, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, getting a great night's sleep, but you can take it out outside once you wake up in the morning after a pain-free, wonderful night's sleep. Make sure it's protected against moisture with one or two Ziploc bags, and let it sit out there in the garden and help those tomato plants, lettuce, cucumbers, whatever it might be, grow bigger and stronger. Right, Tom?
That's correct, John. That's the way to do it. Some people will get a second unit just to put out in their garden or greenhouse. If you do that, it's a good idea to put it in a plastic bag with a twist tie or something around the wire, just the wire that is coming out of the bag, and that seals it off from any rain or morning dew that might get on the energy cleaner. I doubt if it would hurt it, but it's best to keep it sealed off like that. In and out of any direct sunlight, that's also a good idea so it doesn't get too hot.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to throw in there.
Yep, yep. Well, yeah, protecting from the ultraviolet and the heat would not be good for any kind of electronic device. So having some kind of shade provided would definitely be a big benefit, wouldn't it, Tom?
It would be. I know some people have simply put it in a cardboard box. One guy made a little container out of plywood that he put it in, and it worked fine for that. So
A white 5-gallon bucket upside down on top of it, Tom.
Well, that'll work really good because that white color will reflect most of the light and keep it very cool. That works. That's a good idea, Tim. Thanks for sharing that.
That's what we've done.
Well, I would just get the bucket off the ground maybe an inch or so a little bit of air could circulate because the heat will build up inside any container, no matter what it is. But the energy cleaner is mainly made for human beings. Yes, your pets will find it. If you don't lock the door like Tim does, the pets will find the energy cleaner signal on that bed, and they will gravitate towards it. But the energy cleaner is meant to help human beings mitigate pain, get a great night's sleep, and achieve their goal of having the fun, full, healthy, productive life that we all want. Right, Tim?
Yeah, positively. I mean, yeah. I know, I guess I made a bad assumption at the beginning of this segment. I was thinking, you know, in my mind, everybody already knows about the energy cleaner, so we went off on the gardening part of it. But, yeah, absolutely.
I know it's
helping me tremendously.
It's radio. There's people here on June 22nd, never heard Tim Spencer, don't know what, have a clue what the
You're
energy
right.
cleaner is. And it's just the nature of radio is we always have new people that are just getting this information for the very first time. Ladies and gentlemen,
energy cleaner. Right.
That's right. The energy cleaner is a small electronic device. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It is not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. It puts out an electrostatic signal. It's closer to being a radio than anything else you might already be familiar with. Right, Tom?
That's correct. There's no return path. There's a single wire that radiates this field, very similar to a cell phone or other type of radio transmitter. And we radiate this voltage signal, and we say electrostatic because there's no current flow. And that is part of the reason that the batteries will last so long. We recommend you change your batteries at least once a year, because of leakage. But if left alone, those batteries could go as long as 5 years or longer. We had a prototype unit that we just left it go, and it finally disintegrated from the leaking batteries, and it was in excess of 5 years. There's no on-off switch because their on-off switch is not needed. You would treat it just like a smoke detector in your home. Change the batteries once a year, so maybe on the a New Year's Day, or put a sticker on there with the installation date, and then 1 year from that date, change the batteries, mainly to keep the leakage from occurring. If leakage does occur in an energy cleaner that maybe one of your listeners already has, John, it's pretty simple to remove the batteries, clean it out, maybe even a little bit of baking soda with some water, a small toothbrush, scrub it out of there, clean it out, dry it, and it should continue functioning just fine.
Absolutely. Well, new owners are concerned about saving the batteries, and they're looking how they can turn it off. And there is no on-off switch, is there, Tom?
No, it's not required, and they'll just be putting forth a lot of effort for no reason. Put the batteries in and forget about it, except for a year. Mark it on the calendar or put a sticker on the unit itself. With a date that they should change, or mark it on some sort of a notebook or calendar, whatever system you like to use. But that's really all that's required. It's not going to really save the batteries. There's little to no drain on the batteries at all.
Well, that's good news for everybody. And what I do is I have several energy cleaners. I put a paper tag on there with the date to change the batteries. so that it won't get, you know, that information will be right there on the unit itself. And when it comes time to change it, I know it because it's a paper tag is on there. So I change out the batteries. I use the dollar store house brand batteries. They seem to work the best. Change out the batteries and put a new paper tag on there for the following year. Do you do something similar, Tim?
No, actually, what I do, just arbitrarily, I pick the date, September 11th. It's a date I always remember, and I just know when it gets close to that date, it's time to change the batteries. That's the way I do it, you know.
Well, whatever works.
A paper tag on it, yeah.
Whatever works. That's all that matters. And, of course, I offer something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So when you buy an energy cleaner, you're risking nothing. You know, you need to read up all the patent application information is at my website, ladies and gentlemen, at thelibertyman.com. Wonderful testimonials from people like Steve Whitman, who gives the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. It's all right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order for an energy cleaner. You can place your order for a factory-fitted mattress pad to go with the energy cleaner. You can use PayPal, the most secure way to make payments online, MasterCard, Visa. And, of course, if you want to mail me a check, mail me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Making it as easy as possible, I have a 800 toll-free number answered by very polite young men and women in St. Louis, not Mumbai. Here's that 800 number. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tim, we talk occasionally about if you had to bug out because of a something that required that, where would your energy cleaner be if you had to bug out with your family?
Right on the very top of the bug-out bag, and everybody in the family knows it, John.
Unless you have
I was just going to say, if I didn't put it in, Lori would.
Unless you're going on vacation to Florida and totally forget about it, right?
Yeah. Actually, I totally forgot the bag it was in is what I did.
Aha, along with some other undoubtedly important
socks
things.
Socks and underwear.
Oh, boy. Well, there we go.
Yep.
Well, those kind of trips, I pre-position everything next to the front door so I can't get out without tripping over them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what works for me. That's what works for me. Pre-position everything near the front door.
You know, John, I recommend to people to, if they're traveling by airplane, if they can do this, ship the energy cleaner ahead of time to their destination and then ship it back to themselves at home when they're ready to return. Reason being is that the airports may not really take kindly to a box full of batteries with a blinking light on it. And if they x-ray it, the batteries, well, you know, three strings of batteries in there looks like three cylinders in there that maybe look like some sort of an explosive. Of course, it's not, but it looks very suspicious. So,
right.
I haven't heard from anybody that really had a lot of trouble with it other than a lot of questions being asked. So several people locally have asked about this, and when we discussed it with shipping ahead, they elected to do that, and that eliminated all of those troubles. The only problem is that they'll be out of commission for a few days without the energy cleaner, but it will be waiting for them at their destination and, of course, waiting for them again when they get home. It's one of the safest ways to do it.
Makes sense.
It does. It does. And when I'm going to the Czech Republic, I'm not going to take the energy cleaner with me. I'm only going to be gone 5 days, and I think I can get along okay for 5 days without my own energy cleaner. But, Tim, it did dramatically change your life, and in fact, you give it credit for saving your life, don't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely I do, John. I mean, if I look at how I was and what the, you know, probable follow-on would be before I started using the energy cleaner, it absolutely saved my life.
We got a call on hold, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
And we have a caller on hold. We got Jimmy in New Mexico. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. That was some of my favorite people today. I brought up, wanted to bring something up that I haven't heard any of you three discuss when talking about the energy cleaner. And I've brought it up in manner before, but not quite, have not come up to the realization that I did just a few minutes ago. And Tom, you and John, and well, and Tim both, know that there's a few things that I've been going through here lately that the energy cleaner hasn't touched. And
right.
It made me think about something here. And if someone is using the energy cleaner, and maybe they're just trying it out, and it works great on one thing and so-so on another, but there's something that it's just not affecting at all, talk to your doctor about it. I've just done that. I've got an appointment to come up, and, you know, there's a few things with my back and my shoulder that the energy cleaner is not touching, but it's got more concern because if something that does that well on a whole body and everything is not working in a certain area, then it's something I think that needs attention.
Well, and that's what we always recommend. You know, if the energy cleaner mitigates pain, if it doesn't, there's other issues going on that you do need a healthcare professional to take a look at. And you're obviously doing the right thing there, Jimmy.
So, you guys have a good one. I think my phone's about to die.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy.
Take
Here's
care.
Our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Thank you.
back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of June. Well, Tom, you've been at this. This is year 18, I believe, isn't it, sir?
I think so, John. The first units went out the door in March of 2000.
Right. Well, we shipped them all over the planet. I shipped them routinely to Germany, Australia, New Zealand, obviously all over the United States, Canada, once in a while, one to Mexico. And we're helping literally thousands of people get their lives back, aren't we, Tom?
We certainly are. And, John, I know for a fact that people have even used these on ships at sea.
Well, that makes sense. That makes
so they're sense. They're on all continents, and even out there on the oceans, they're being used. So it's a very portable type of device, real easy to use.
It is. And Tim, if you were back on the on duty in the submarine corps, you would probably have an energy clinic with you on the submarine, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, it'd have to be meticulously inspected. But for them to allow it on there, but yes, I would absolutely have one because I have no problem in believing they would allow it. You know, they would absolutely allow it. It doesn't actually put out a signal that would register on any equipment.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you're thinking about this, pondering it, well, do your homework, do your research, and then don't do what Tim Spencer did for 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Go ahead and get your energy cleaner.
I did.
Get your mattress pad. I know you did. I always make fun of you for it. But get your mattress pad, get your energy cleaner, and get your life back. Right, Tim?
Absolutely. You know, folks, it's an investment in yourself. And there's zero risk. John has a 30-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, send it back. He will, in fact, give you your money back. You know, folks, you got nothing to lose. You have absolutely nothing to lose on this.
Nothing at all. So no sense waiting. Go ahead and get your energy cleaner, get your mattress pad, and get your life back. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. It's counterintuitive to think that this little black box the size of a cigar box can do things that these multi-million-dollar hospitals and highly trained healthcare professionals can't do. But that's routinely the case, isn't it, Tom?
It sure is. The medical establishment, well, industry, I think we should call it, is well entrenched and not going away anytime soon. And they do not like simple methods like what we're offering here, John. They really don't like it. Although many of them are starting to wake up a little bit and accept it and actually incorporate it in their practice. So there are medical doctors out there more recently. Really taking notice of this, and I know in several cases advising their patients to use it. So we're definitely heading in the right direction. We live in such a toxic environment nowadays, chemicals, plastics. It's hard to get away from it. Your cells in your body become toxic. They will putrefy, start to die off. Sometimes this will even cause tumors and other problems. The energy cleaner acts as a set of jumper cables. You charge up the cells and flush these toxins out. It's that simple.
Well said, Tom. Well said. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll be talking
Enjoyed
soon
it.
Privately. Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Don Kubley. We're going to talk about the Dome Homes. Pretty neat stuff. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.